Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Struggle Bus, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is we are here live. Clap it up, folks. We're here live at Walk-Ons here in Katy.
Okay.
And we're having ourselves a good time, as you should, because this is not only a football Friday, but it is a victory Friday, because the Houston Texans got a huge, huge win, a signature win, and they are all over national television. Everybody's talking about them. But I also want to let you know, Clint, I've had a birdie tell me that they saw Tyler last night at the game.
And
they saw Tyler was feeling pretty, 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 pretty good. Shout out to you, Larry David. And
Larry's,
I want to tell you, I'm proud of Tyler. I'm shocked. I am shocked. I am shocked by Tyler. I am shocked. I'm as shocked as I was when Henry Toa Toa took down Josh Allen in a one-on-one situation. But I am shocked that this person offered to buy Tyler another drink, and Tyler turned him down because Tyler needed to get, I'm guessing, to a better spot. And I'm proud of you, Tyler. I am proud that you saw where you were and you said, I better slow this down.
Yeah.
Because that had to be hard for you. That had to be hard. They're going to buy you whatever they want, because I know they are, because they got to do it right now for
yeah.
us.
Yeah,
and
man,
you just shot it down. I'm proud of you, Tyler.
Had to happen. Had to happen. Imagine where I'd be right now if I hadn't turned that down. You know?
That was at the game. I mean, what were you worried about at that point?
Well, I didn't know we were going to go out after the game.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
you
so
told
you,
me.
You turned it down out of you trying to – you were just trying to be
– pace himself.
Well, and I love that dude. That's a great listener we got there in Larry, and I've met him before, and I was drinking doubles, and I didn't want to have to make a listener pay for a double of whiskey at a Texans game.
Oh, so it was out of the goodness of your heart. You were thinking about their pocketbook.
That, and I was very drunk, and I needed water.
Thank you. All right, let's go.
I mean,
yeah,
Tyler,
you needed water.
What quarter?
That's it.
What quarter was it, Tyler?
Who cares, man? He started
sometime in the second half.
I mean, Tyler.
I left
Tyler at 4:30.
Yeah. Well,
and,
Tyler,
and he was a 30-minute drive away from his friend, so that means you didn't get there till 5.
He didn't just go to it. He went. You did some pre-drinking, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I walked into that spot where my friends were 30 minutes after you saw me, Clint, and I had a tequila shot waiting on me. So.
There you go. There you go. Well, good for you, man. That's the way to do it.
That wasn't the last one.
No,
I'm proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you, Tyler.
Hey, just to be clear, T, since you didn't know what time it was, he said it was direct immediately after halftime.
That's right. That's right. It was the start of the third quarter. Yeah.
Tyler goes say that's right.
I remember. Just needed a little help.
So people are proud of you, man. I am. I thought Tyler would just shake his head, and then say, all right, let's push through it. Tyler would do. All right, come on. Give me a double. Let's go. Good for you, man. And you were able to make it to 2.
Yeah, it was a good night.
That would have been 12:30 for you right now if you took that drink instead of that water you wouldn't got.
Definitely. All right. DoorDash Taco Bell, by the way.
There you go. It is a football Friday, and we will get to it. But tonight is a I think last night obviously was a for the Texans a bit of a statement game, a game of like, all right, hey, this is kind of one of the measuring stick teams, and we want to have a good outing against this team just to even almost prove to ourselves that we can go. I think the Rockets have one of those matchups tonight. They are hosting, in Tyler's favorite, the NBA Cup. Tyler can't wait to see that floor. It's his favorite. The NBA
his
Cup tonight.
Soccer.
The NBA Cup tonight, and they face the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are one of two teams that are in front of the Rockets right now in the Western Conference, and that is obviously OKC and then the Denver Nuggets. We know Jokic is coming in town to face baby Jokic in Şengün the way he is playing. And this is one of those teams, right? There are several teams. I think OKC, I think the Lakers, I think especially right now the Nuggets. Those are teams that when the Rockets face them, these are big games, I think, for them and some measuring stick games for them. And I think that one is a big one tonight to see where the Rockets are as they will host. If I didn't have to get on a plane tomorrow, I'd like to go to this one. I'm feeling froggy. I'm buying Air Maxes and stuff. I'd like to go to this.
Man.
I almost went on the game.
I mean,
I think
it's actually a great time to get on the Game Time app, and that's what it's made for, by the way, is when you make these kind of spur decisions. But I mean, I think you leaving town in the morning is a perfect time for you to go to a game tonight.
Just go and then just
bang it out.
I haven't packed a thing yet. I do. I want to see because Alfred Şengün is clearly taking another step. And now he is going against the best at his position in the game and the best player in the game in Jokic. And just overall, right? Like, to me, they that first game of the year, besides Portland who beat OKC, nobody has played OKC tighter. And this is the matchup, first matchup against Denver. And they're rolling right now, a five-game win streak, and they beat the Cavs in this last game. This is a big one. I really want to see how the young guys and how this crew reacts to a game against a championship contender in the Nuggets in the West.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is for me, how kind of the eye you watch these guys through from this year. Last year it was all, boy, can they out physical them? Can they out hustle them? Can they, you know, beat them up, get them out of their game, frustrate them? Now it's legitimately, is it a better team? Can they do their thing at a higher rate than a championship caliber team could do it?
You feel good going into these games.
Well, hell yeah.
Like, you feel good. Like, I mean, you felt good last year, but, I mean, you know, you're like, hey, man, that's Steph Curry, that's Draymond, that's Jimmy Butler over there. Like, yeah. I think we can go with them. Now you feel good. Yeah. Now you don't look over there and say, well, that's Jokic, that's Jamal Murray. Like that. Oh well, that's Aaron Gordon if he plays. I like where they are right now. Be a fun watch to see how they look tonight. Denver comes into Houston for the NBA Cup. Tyler's favorite. Be a big one tonight for the Rockets.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Texans are off after their big dub last night. Clinton, of course, later on as we continue in the show, we'll get back to that game. But there's some big NFL games on Sunday and some big games, to me, Clint, that have real implications with what the Texans are looking at moving forward the rest of the way with the playoffs and the division. And I think, to me, some of the big games, we'll see. Joe Burrow may be able to go in this game coming up on Sunday. They haven't ruled him out yet. But the Patriots, the team that may be the number one seed, them in Denver, and Indy are all with two losses in the West, or I mean in the AFC. They are going to Cincinnati and potentially may play Burrow in his first game back. Eagles-Cowboys, which will be a big one coming up as the Cowboys are trying to get themselves a late playoff push. The Steelers, this is an important game also in the AFC. They are at Chicago against the Red Hot Bears. And then obviously I think the big one, the Colts, are on the road to face the Chiefs, the team. Those are your next two opponents. Those are the Texans' next two opponents they face off on Sunday. Which games for you, which game, if any, is the one that you are really, really paying attention to?
Oh, the Colts and the Chiefs, no doubt about it. I mean, you got both of those teams left on your schedule. They're both in the in the hunt and can affect your playoff berth, your ability to get in the playoffs. And so, yeah, I think that's the big one. But, look, you're going to be disappointed in me. I am.
I know where you're going.
Well, look,
I'm not going to be disappointed. Some of them are.
Well, I'm hoping that the top teams continue to separate. And the path for us to get the seven, in this 5-6-7 range is lesser teams. Like I want the Colts to beat the Chiefs. I want the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat the Baltimore Ravens and the other teams they play. I want Denver to continue to win. I want the Patriots to continue to win. I want that wild card bunch of teams to be as few a win team as possible. It doesn't do us any good to have 10 or 11 win football teams in the hunt for that seven seed and that wild card hunt, because I don't know that we're going to get there.
So your eyes are still completely on wild card and not
100%,
and not the division.
100%. 100%. Yeah, we're talking about teams already got 9 wins. Like, I mean, they're 2 wins away from being, uncatchable damn near.
Yeah, to me, we talked about it with the guys of the Crosstalk. If the Chiefs beat the Colts on Sunday, now you're 2 games behind the Colts with 2 games that you control against the Colts. And, if you can win the division, that's to me. Because what do you – like, realistically right now, Clint, the Texans are 6-5. What do you think they got to go, 6 left? What do you think they got to go the rest of the way to get to the playoffs?
I think you're going to have 10 wins to get a wild card.
At least 10.
At least 10.
Yeah.
And it's going to be –
So at least 4-2. And 5-1, right.
4-2, and you got Arizona and Las Vegas on your deal. So there's two. So you got to split the rest of them, which is Indianapolis twice, Kansas City, and the Chargers.
Yep.
So, I feel good about us right now after the win yesterday. I don't feel like getting to a 10 or 11 wins is something that we should be banking on. I would rather the teams that have separated themselves – thank you, sir. The teams that have separated themselves to continue to separate themselves and lower the amount of wins that I have to get in as a wild card. I feel good about that as a Houston Texan fan. I don't feel good about getting a 10 or 11. Yeah. I don't feel good about catching Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, it could happen. I'm with you in a sense of like, as a Texan fan, I hope it happens.
When you have a chance, to me, you got a chance at the division. And with your win last night, and if, we've looked at it. The Colts, when you start to look at what the.
Yeah, their schedule's a monster, yeah.
Chiefs, Texans, Jags, Seahawks. Jags and Seahawks are road games.
49ers
at home, Jaguars at home, and then Texans. It is all of a sudden potentially, maybe there for a division if you're able to win your 2 games against them. So I get what you're saying. Your thought, just get in first. But boy, if you got a shot there, if you got a chance to get there, somebody text in. I just want the Chiefs out of the playoffs, so potentially don't have to face them. That's another thought of it. The Chiefs, the Ravens. I think a lot of. By the way, Buffalo. Hey, they better kind of get it going together themselves too, right? The division may be out for them as well. By the way, I like that Cowboys Eagles game. Maybe that is because I don't like right now. The Cowboys have a real Texans kind of feel to me.
There it was. Glory hole.
Well, not that part of it. But they've got a Texans feel to me because right now I look at the Cowboys, I'm like, yeah, I could see they could be good, but I don't know. If they were to beat the Eagles, right, now you're like, all right, maybe the Quinnen Williams thing, and maybe that is a difference. Maybe that is a big difference. Right now I don't take the Cowboys serious as a playoff contending team. They go and beat the Eagles. Now you got to look at the Cowboys differently to me. So I think that's why that's a big game right now for them.
Well, they got the horses offensively to put some points on the board and put some pressure on Philadelphia to be better offensively and be more aggressive offensively and put some pressure on Jalen Hurts to play a little different brand of football. Now, on the other side of that coin is the Eagles have the ability and the talent to shut the Cowboys down. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what strength gives. I'm with you. That's a hell of a game.
Yeah. All right, as we continue here, Big Slate NFL, Big Slate also, that has a lot to do with the Texans and their playoff future.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the latest news here with Lane Kiffin, Clint. Ole Miss expects a decision on Lane Kiffin's future with the school to be made after Ole Miss is and the Rebels play their final game of the season. So it will be whatever, wherever that final game comes. If it's in the playoff, I would assume it'll be in the playoff. I don't think they're going to be in some sort of a bowl game. They will make their decision. Is this a deal where Ole Miss, like, they're not going to keep him, right? Is that, because it seems like that's where the lean is right now. And, like, right, if he wanted to stay, it'd be very easy him just say, hey, I want to be at Ole Miss, right? It feels like it's just a foregone conclusion that Lane Kiffin's going to leave.
Yeah, look, I can't believe they're even having the conversation, if I'm being completely honest with you. I mean, you have worked – you're Ole Miss, man. You have worked – I mean – this
you can't believe they're having the Ole Miss is?
I can't believe any of them are having the conversation. I can't believe that Lane's let it go this far. I can't believe that Ole Miss is so engaged in entertaining it. And Ole Miss is a squad that, I mean, you just ain't been there much. I mean, you got a chance to get to the college football playoffs. You got a chance to make a national championship run, and you're over here just dragging out this, making this a thing, right? And so I can't believe that they, all of them combined, haven't squashed this stuff and just said, look, we'll talk about it after the season kind of deal, which may be what they're doing right now, but it seems like this crap's been going on for a month now. And everybody –
it's like daily, yeah.
So
– and nobody is – including Lane, nobody is kind of – killing it.
It's unfortunate, the state of college football right now. We talk about the players a lot because of the NIL and transfer portal and all that. But it's unfortunate that last year it was a Tennessee quarterback wanting a $1 million raise or something, holding his team before the college football playoffs over the coals. And now all of a sudden it's a coach that's leaving that's got a program that hadn't – I don't know how often they've ever been there. I have no idea. But we're talking about that instead of them focusing on making that national championship run. It's a bad place to be.
It doesn't seem like it's getting quieter. Yep. Like it'll get quieter. It seems like when he's in the playoff, the more we'll hear about it. All right. Is there and should there be concerns? It was a great night last night, but should there be concerns?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
About the offensive approach of this football team. We'll discuss that next.
Rock and roll, meow.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as The Drive is live on the road. Yeah, you can clap it up. There we go. We are live here. We're at Walk-Ons here in Katy. It's been a great, great time. It has been. The crowd is good. Congratulations to most of our winners. We still have another opportunity for the big prize. If you are on your way or you're in the building, as soon as this segment ends, we will be hooking up a winner for a pair of tickets to the Colts-Texans game. If you have not got a ticket and put it in our raffle box, you may want to do that before the segment ends, because that is how you give yourself an opportunity to be a winner on this Football Friday. All right, Clint, I posed this on the other side of the break, and I said, should there be concern about the approach of this offense? Last night, as you've said today, it was a tale of two halves, and the approach in the second half to me, felt like it was more than just, boy, Sean McDermott and whoever his defensive coordinator is walked into halftime, and, man, they came up with a hell of a game plan and adjusted their asses off to make the Texans look like a completely different offense that only was able to get 36 total yards in the second half. Right, they did that on multiple drives in the first half. 36 yards in the total in the second half. Someone texted in, I've been concerned with the offensive approach since D'Amico got here. I've been concerned with the same offensive approach since 2002. Should there be concern about how they go about business or approach things, especially coming off of last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, I think the way that they approached last night, for some reason, coming out at half, they decided to be extremely conservative and win that thing defensively and put a lot of pressure on the defense. And I think it's unwarranted. Look, my frustration with yesterday's offensive second half is that you had every reason to not do it, right? I would never fault D'Amico for taking a conservative approach and saying, I'm going to win it with defense and I'm not going to make mistakes offensively. I'm not going to lose it offensively. But the reality of it is you ran through, especially the last drive of the first half, and that was really, really impressive. I mean, you were doing some impressive things offensively in the first half. I thought we were on pace to go up and Davis to throw for 280 yards and three or four touchdowns and score 30-plus points, and they, by choice, took their foot off their throat. They, by choice, took the foot off the gas. And, again, I would not have a problem with it if I could see a reason why you would do it. If it were a bully defense that was getting a bunch of sacks and you putting the ball in harm's way.
Even if you did what you did in the first half?
No, that's my whole point is that the first half, if you watch the first half, everything about the first half said put your foot on their throat, score 30, right? And nothing about the first half said, boy, get conservative in the second half because we don't want to throw any picks or we don't want to turn the ball over, we don't want to get our quarterback hit. Like, you did it by choice. You didn't do it because anything, there were signs that told you to do it. You did it by choice.
And you weren't so up at with a comfortable lead.
So I'm not opposed to going into that mode, generally speaking, with the Texans. My mindset is, boy, what I just watched, you need to see more of that. If I'm D'Amico, hey, man, let's come out and let's get a two-score lead. Let's come out and score two or three more times and put these boys away. But instead, they did the opposite. That is the fear for me is the whole, hey, man, if we just have a good quarter of football, we'll see if we can't win this thing defensively in the second half. That's the part that I think has a potential to bite you in the ass. Now, if C.J. Stroud comes back and you feel better about your offense, and maybe you don't do that. Maybe it was because your backup's in there. Maybe it's because of what you felt about your offense. But the all signs pointed towards – keep your foot on the gas and go score 30.
Yeah, I hated the approach. Like, it became clear, right? Like, you can tell, like, all right, by what you're doing, all right, man, Buffalo's just, man, they're just taking stuff away, right, man? Their pass rush was just too much, and it prevented them from being able to do stuff. But you could just see by the play-calling decisions, it was just safe. Even the passes were just safe, quick, you know, like, you know, and they ran multiple reverses in the first half, and they tried to run safe screens, and even when they got a turnover, it wasn't like, all right, turnover, let's go take it to them, let's go really end this thing. It was handed off four straight times to Woody Marks. Seeming to say to themselves, let's get ourselves in field goal range. Ooh, that's all we need to do. Let's get it to a 7-point lead, which you get. You want it to fall back, but Higgins was having success. Nico was having success. And by the way, that part got me, man. Clint, Nico Collins in the second half, no catches on one target. Like that can't happen. Yeah. I don't care what you do. That one just can't happen. Someone texted and said Nick played not to lose. He did not play to win.
Well,
I don't know how much that was.
Well, bingo. That's so. Let me hit the Nico thing first. Like, that is, I think, a bigger picture concern for this offense is, like, we are comfortable with allowing safety over the top, corner down on Nico. We're comfortable with just going, all right, cool, man, we'll work elsewhere. Like, I don't like that. Like, that's going to have to change. Now, to the other texter's point of, you can believe what you want to believe. It's one of two things. Either you think the play calling in the second half sucked, or you think the game management put the play caller in a spot of where he had to be conservative. I think it was a game man. I think the only way the defense comes out and plays like that is if DeMeco says, hey,
the offense,
tone it down, yeah. Run the football, protect the football, minimize mistakes. We're going to win this thing on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think Nick Caley went out there, was all gas, no brakes, had a great drive, two-minute drive, spreading the ball around, making plays in the pass game, protecting the quarterback, scored 20 points in the first half, and then said, all right, let's come out in the second half and just get through the second half. I don't believe that was play calling. I believe that was DeMeco's approach to the second half. I think that was in the locker room. I think there was an agreement of, all right, let's go out and not lose this thing offensively.
Everything was clearly different. Everything was clearly different. There was aggressive play calling. Everything was clearly different. Text line coming in. Second half offense didn't suck by choice. They were still trying to force passes to Higgins and Stover in the second half. They just sat. I'm guessing you meant suck. No. The offense looked and ran different. Right, and that's another one. Like the 3 to 4 yard pass to Stover is a safe play. Right. It's a safe call, right? And yeah, I mean, listen, they pulled it off and won. The scary part is, and what I don't like is, man, we just put up 20 on this group, and we just ran down and got a great 2-minute drill drive, and our quarterback looks like he's rolling, and then next thing you know is, hey,
yeah,
bring it down. So listen, the defense and everything was amazing, and the offense was great in the first half. Went just the way, like I said, we said yesterday, there is no excuse that this team can't score 20. Yeah, they scored 20 in the first half.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? They did it in the first half, and then it's just three.
With some struggles, of course, some misses at quarterback.
Yeah, and could have been there. So, yeah, I hope that's not the approach moving forward.
Yeah.
Because next week, if they get themselves a lead, I hope the approach isn't just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they. All right, as we continue here, T-Mill's best bet's coming up as he tries to finish out the week. He is still in the green, folks. Still in the green. He'll try to finish out the week, win you some money. And also, we got to send a shout-out and a salute. This may be the last time we see him this year, and that is Davis Mills. What a performance he's had the last three games. We'll discuss that coming up next.
T-Mills gets it done!
These damn Milners, man.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, congratulations to our familiar winners. hey, man, it'd be people clear the hell on out after their tickets get going.
Yeah.
But no, man, this is still a great spot to come out. Walk-Ons here in Katy. There are TVs everywhere. A little poppin' shop over there where you can get going if you wanna have a good. It's a great spot to start your Friday night. I see that look like they're down to beers 2 and 3 over there. I like that over there. I like that couple over there. To get my wife to come get me some drinks with her. Like that. There we go. I'm good. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. I got one. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, no, he don't. He said, do you have one for him?
Do I have? Oh, yeah, we got. I think we got cups. You got.
Right there in that there box.
There it is.
Big dog.
Can he get a glass? Let me get a glass, Matt. There we go. Yeah, we hook up the.
What did you think? He was trying to give you one?
I thought he said, was that. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, to be honest with you, Tyler. Yeah. Shout out to the good people here at Walk-Ons. Shout out to the staff here at Walk-Ons. They have been great. Give them a hand. Tip them as well. And we appreciate our engineer, Matt, who has kept us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. Great energy from Matt today, as always. He has been fantastic. Shout out to our promo staff, as they do a great job, as always. Shout out to Tyler. Tyler, and again, Tyler fighting through it. All right, he's playing injured today, clearly. But he rubbed some dirt on it and came on out to play.
Hurting, boys, still.
Still hurting. Hurting. All right, I think he's had two cups of coffee. Try to get himself right.
Oh, damn it. I meant to fill my water bottle last
week. Smoked a cigarette. He's doing the best he can, and it's been a great time, as always. But, yeah, like we said, still make your way on out here and enjoy yourself. By the way, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Victory Friday from old Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. Another big, big, big victory on Thursday as Vandy let it go. They let it rip, had a great call. I walked out with Andre yesterday, and he was like they was all over Josh's butt. Said he's a big listener of the show, so I said sometimes he texts you, Clint.
Yeah, Dre gets on me. He texts me a little bit. I got to keep it confidential.
He said, Clint, yeah, I sometimes text Clint, he tell you.
Yeah, he listens quite a bit, man. He can't always be real vocal about what he feels and what he sees, but we have some good back and forth.
That's good. Well, man, it was a great call last night, and you can hear the guys coming up right behind us and Area 45. And if you're in the building, you got a glass. That is the commemorative glass that you can take home with you if you have not yet. Area 45, the fellas coming up 10 to midnight, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and you can catch them tonight, as always. We'll get to Team Mill's best bets coming up here in just a bit as he looks to try to stay in the green for the week. He's 10 of 15.
I won one with OT Mill last night.
I know you did. Hey, Davis Mills did all he could to try to mess that up for y'all. It just had the Higgins easy yards. I mean, mm-hmm. Easy. And then that's all right. Davis took care of y'all. Won the plus six, too. So that works as well for you. So go ahead. As he's doing pretty well this week, you can win. Wow. You can win a little bit of money as you stay with us here. All right, Clint. Listen, I think we have to salute Davis Mills. I think Absolutely. Davis Mills, I would assume, Clint, as we see C.J. Stroud out on the field watching the game, I would imagine his symptoms have probably cleared into a space where they feel comfortable with him being on the field with all the lights and things of that nature. And it looks like C.J. will be back and healthy, and I would be blown away and shocked if he's not the starting quarterback against the Indianapolis Colts.
God bless, brother.
And, which I believe he will be. But Davis Mills went beyond what you would need from a backup quarterback, including last night. I mean, when you look at it overall, I think it's fair to say he outplayed Josh Allen last night. Obviously, he didn't throw for as many yards as Josh, and he didn't have as much on his plate as Josh. But Josh made multiple plays that really hurt his team. And not just the interceptions, but the sacks he took. Those are things that Davis Mills did not do. And Davis Mills threw two touchdown passes, and that's just from this game. The previous two games, he stepped up and went beyond what you would really need your backup quarterback to do, putting on a cape against Jacksonville and then really bringing them back and getting them set up on a two-minute drill to win that game against the Titans. Salute to Davis Mills, Clint. That is beyond what you would hope your backup quarterback to do if your starter's hurt.
Yeah, look, it was a hell of a three game run for Davis. I mean, you go 3-0 any way you slice it, that's a huge plus. But then you go 3-0 with your backup quarterback. You go 3-0 with several clutch moments from your backup quarterback. One of which, if you end up getting to the playoffs, really both of which you end up getting to the playoffs, man, will be viewed as huge moments. In this season, the fourth quarter against Jacksonville, and then the one drive to get in field goal range against Tennessee. And you know, it's unfortunate that you know, he got the second half kind of the rug pulled out from underneath him in the second half, and there wasn't a trust there for him to go out and and continue to play well. It looked like he had settled in. It looked like he was seeing it well, and they had a really good plan. I would have liked to have seen what he could do in that second half of yesterday's game and not put all that pressure on the defense. But, yeah, man, tip the cap to the backup quarterback. He went in there and did his thing. He earned every bit of his pay this year. And look, I mean, I hope people out there – last night was a good sign of, you know, Davis Mills plays well and people all of a sudden think, well, you have no chance to beat Buffalo if Davis Mills has to play and CJ doesn't start. Well, I'll be honest with you, Davis Mills played two quarters last night ultimately, and it was enough to beat Buffalo.
What you say? You could have gone and played that second half.
Oh, the second half, I got that. I can make one of them throws to Higgins. The other ones, I got it.
And handoff?
No question. So yeah, man, I just, you know, that's now the defense obviously is the headliner, but the quarterback has played some really good football the last 3 weeks. And it's time to hand the reins back off to C.J. Stroud and see if he can't pick up where Davis left off and hopefully have learned a little bit and the team's better because of it. In his absence, the play caller got better. In his absence, the offensive line appears to have gotten better. In his absence, I'd say Jaden Higgins has gotten better. And so, you know, you plug a more talented quarterback in, hopefully the offense overall continues to stride in the right direction.
Before we get to T-Mill's best bets, T, I want you to jump in on this too. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Those of you here at walk-ons, listen. You surprised it went that like this? You surprised Davis played the way he did? Did Davis's performance over the past three games surprise you? Didn't surprise you? Surprise you, Tyler? Do you think it? You think it looked that good, Tyler? I'm talking about not just last night.
I'm gonna tell you, the fourth quarter against the Jacksonville Jaguars shocked the hell out of me. I mean, that was a run that if your starting quarterback does it, you're like, yeah, man, give that man $50-60 million. Yeah, I mean that was a.
How many unanswered was it?
How many unanswered was points?
It 20? In the fourth.
It was 26 points. 26 including the pick six.
Sheldon Rankins, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I mean, look, that shocked the hell out of me. Everything else, it didn't shock me at all. I've said it before, you know, and I'll pat myself on the back. Like, I think the floor of this team does not change, and you can argue it comes up when Davis Mills goes in the game and CJ comes out. I mean, you can argue that
the floor
of the offense comes up. Now, the ceiling comes down, obviously, which is why you pay somebody 50 or 60. But, you know, this team can win with average quarterback play, right? The deal is you've got a guy that has the ability to be elite. Can he take this team and take them to the next level? That's what you got to see out of C.J. Stroud. Hopefully he gets back to that.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised because I think the Texans may have the best backup quarterback in football. Right? Like, I didn't think top three at least. Right? Again, I don't think he's a starter, but I think they've got a top three backup quarterback in football, and I didn't have that going into him playing. And I think anytime we saw a lot of the issues with the offense in his time, with the exception of kind of the Jacksonville game, especially the early part of it, I didn't get the sense like, man, Davis is the one tricking this away.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I felt like it was deliberately done.
There were three moments in really, call it four games, given when he came in against Denver. The misses against Denver.
Yeah.
The interception to start the Jacksonville game, and then I would say the way he started yesterday's game was a problem. Luckily,
yeah, 1 for 10. Yeah.
Well, I just mean the missed throws, you know, and luckily only one of them kept points off the board, the Jaden Higgins miss. You know, the other ones were all within a drive where you ended up throwing a touchdown to Christian Kirk anyway, so it didn't take points off the board. You know, those are the three kind of like. In four games, those are the three moments when you can say, yeah, it was a little shaky right there. That was a little backup type stuff, right? You missed those throws early in yesterday's game. Start the game with a pick when the linebacker drove the snag route. Yeah, that's probably something you ought to see. And then, you know, the couple of missed throws against Denver that you not having reps, you don't know exactly what angles the guy's going to break out. And so those are all like, yeah, that's backup misses. That's stuff a backup does. And should the starter should be better. So, look, it's set up right now, man, for C.J. Stroud to take the reins of this team and go to the next level. It is the team's better. He should be better. Obviously, 6-5, you got some momentum, got some confidence. The play caller's better. You know, the supporting cast is better, like I said, with Higgins kind of emerging and even Christian Kirk playing well yesterday. So, yeah, this ought to be a C.J. And you got 10 days to get back in the groove. This ought to be a C.J. hit the ground running type of moment for the Texans.
All right. Hey, check out T-Mill's best bets. You want to quickly go through them, T-Mill. If you don't catch them, go to @T-MillRealDeal. He'll have them for you.
Yeah, we've been putting money in your pockets every day this week here on The Drive. I got four quick ones for you for week 12 around the NFL. First, it's my favorite bet on the board. Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, -3. They are hosting the Colts at Arrowhead. Next, I got the Cardinals +3 They are hosting the Jaguars. Yeah, I really like that one too. And then an over and an under to round things out. Browns at Raiders over 35. And Bucks at Rams under 49.5. Those are your four best bets. Let's finish the week strong, baby.
Shadur Sanders in his first start over in Cleveland against the Raiders. All right. Again, if you missed that, go to @TMillRealDeal. We appreciate everybody who came out. And congratulations as the Texans come up with a big win. Now you get to rest and see what the rest of the league does. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Tyler's for the take too. Now, if it's like a lingerie spot or maybe a little kinky toy spot or something, Tyler can work under the table as well.
If I know Tyler, I think Tyler would. He's open to a lot of business.
Send electrolytes.
He's not. Right now, he's in the electrolyte market.
Just one look at you. Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.